Welcome to our Together on Mission podcast, where we chat about what it looks like to apprentice ourselves to Jesus, to be with Him and like Him in each moment and in each relationship. Our host is Travis Twineman, the lead pastor at the Inland Vineyard Church in Corona, California. In this season of our podcast, we will focus on Every Day with Jesus, as we seek to begin our day with scripture, meditation, prayer, and a bit of journaling. Our goal is not to simply have the talk with Jesus in the morning and then go about our normal day, but rather to begin a conversation with Jesus that continues throughout the day.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our Together on Mission podcast. My name is Travis, and if you're new with us to the podcast, welcome. We're thrilled that you're here. Grab a Bible and a journal and maybe a cup of coffee. As I've said a number of different times, at this time in the morning, a cup of coffee is absolutely crucial for me, but maybe tea is your fancy, or maybe you're just a water person in the morning. So whatever it is, grab it, find a quiet spot. We're going to look at a passage in the Gospels in just a moment, and I'm going to set that passage in its historical context and then invite us to roll around in that passage for a little bit, apply it, and then we're going to enter into a conversation with Jesus. And that is what this season of the podcast is all about. We are together on mission, learning what it looks like to be with and to be like Jesus. And in this season, we are just spending every day with Jesus and starting a conversation in the morning and then enjoying that conversation throughout the day. And at the end of that conversation or that talk in the morning, well, actually, it's not an end, so we don't say amen. We wait till we go to bed at night to say amen because we have walked and talked with the Jesus that will never leave us and never forsake us throughout the day. And so I am so happy that you are here, and we are going to be in the Gospel of Mark. The shortest gospel, the most swift gospel, the Gospel of Mark. And Mark was the gospel that was written first, by the way. And if this was a different kind of podcast, I would go into the detail on that, but I'm not going to do so. Mark chapter 8, beginning in verse 27. The title of the podcast is God Has No Grandkids. Now that is an odd title. God has no grandkids. And I'm going to let that title simmer for a minute. Hopefully it'll come clear as we chat a bit. But God has no grandkids. But here's the question, and it's actually a question that's going to come up in the text, but I'm just going to ask it before we get there so we're prepared when we get to it to maybe have an answer or maybe think through an answer. And here is the question. Who do you say that I am? Now, of course, the I does not refer to Travis, even though I asked the question in the first person. The I is going to, in a moment, refer to Jesus, because Jesus is going to ask this question of his disciples about a year and a half or 2 years into them following him as their rabbi and teacher. Who do you say that I am? So think about those two different things, the statement and the question. God has no grandchildren. And Jesus asking his disciples, who do you say that I am? Mark 8, beginning in verse 27. Jesus and his disciples went on to a village around Caesarea Philippi. On the way, he asked them, who do people say that I am? They replied, well, some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and others one of the prophets. But what about you? Jesus asked. Who do you say that I am? And Peter answered, you are the Messiah. That's the passage. It's a short one. It's an important one. God has no grandkids. Who do you say that I am? Now, to frame things up historically just a little bit, the gospel, the story, the biography that Mark is telling has Jesus going from Galilee to Jerusalem. And quite swiftly, Mark's gospel is marked by the little Greek word ethous, which means immediately. So in Mark's gospel, and Jesus immediately, and then Jesus immediately, and then Jesus immediately, Jesus is moving to Jerusalem. And his disciples are following him, and they're trying to figure out who he is, and he's trying to explain it. And this is one of those climactic moments. They're actually up in Caesarea Philippi, which in Palestine is far, far north. And he first says, well, who do people say that I am? Kind of a enter into the dialogue with them. And so that's a safe question. And that's actually an important point. That's a safe question. Who do other people say that I am? Who do other people say that I am? And they say, well, some people say you're John the Baptist, you know, raised from the dead, or Elijah, or someone like Elijah, or one of the other prophets. And then Jesus goes for it. But what about you? Who do you say that I am? Because it's fun to talk about what other people or what other people might think about who I am. But the rubber really meets the road. In other words, God has no grandkids. So it's not about who do other people think that I am. What about you? Who do you say that I am? C.S. Lewis, one of the most quotable authors maybe in the history of the church, certainly in the last 100 years, Oxford professor, wrote all kinds of Christian fiction. He was famous for saying that Jesus cannot be just a great teacher, because many people want to say, well, Jesus is a great teacher. Jesus cannot simply be a great teacher, said Lewis. He is either a liar or a lunatic, or he is who he said he is, the Son of God. Because Lewis made the point that Jesus claimed to be divine, claimed to be the Son of God. So either he's a liar, or he's a lunatic, or he is who he says he is. And that was Lewis's way of saying Jesus can't simply be a good teacher. He's either who he said he is, or he's a liar, or he's a lunatic. Who do you say that he is? What do you say? And we can't hide behind other people forever. It's appropriate to say that Jesus is who our parents say that he is for a season. That's appropriate. But God doesn't have grandkids. He has sons and daughters. So at some point in time, it's not okay to say, well, this is who my parents say he is. This is who my pastor says he is. This is who certain authors say he is. This is what we might think a certain nation. This is what my family tree says he is. At some point in time, it has to go from who do other people say I am to who do you say I am? What about you? Who do you say that I am? So the question presses, and as that question presses, it actually invites us into an amazing journey of discovery. And Peter's on that journey, and Peter is discovering. And so we must answer. We must seek in order to answer. We must seek in order to find. And maybe we must reread and rehear and re-envision and re-go at Jesus. Now, of course, we want to listen to elders. We want to listen to parents. We want to listen to pastors, authors. We want to listen to guides. We want to listen as we're discovering for ourselves who do you say that he is? And if we're maybe 45 or above, if we're the middle-aged or the older generation, we really, really want to pass that question on to the next generation. Because we want them to discover, and we want to let them run, and we want to encourage them to ask and challenge and critique so that it can be worked out. Who do they say that he is? We want the younger generation to stay and offer this loving critique from within of who Jesus is, because this next generation is going to see things about who Jesus is that we have not yet seen. And we're going to grow as we make space for them to grow in this question. But we must pass this question on to the next generation. It's not simply, who do I say that he is? It is, who do you say that he is? Because God has no grandchildren. God has sons and God has daughters. So let's roll around in this passage for a little bit. Let's take it personal. Maybe some of us are in the place of settling in, who do other people say that he is? Which is appropriate for a time, but then there comes a time, a Caesarea Philippi time, a time where Jesus shifts the question from who do people, who do your parents, who do your pastors, who do you, I went ahead of myself. When Jesus switches the question from who do other people say that I am, and he looks at us right in the eyes in love and says, who do you say that I am? And of course, he says, seek and you'll find. Follow me and you'll discover. So let's have a little time with Jesus. Let's read the passage again. Let's pray. Let's meditate. Just be quiet before the Lord. Let's journal a little bit and maybe answer that question with Jesus. Let him ask you, who do you say I am? And answer the question. Just answer it. Just tell him who you think that he is, and then maybe go one step further today as you're talking and having a conversation with Jesus and say, okay, if that's who I say you are, then what does that mean for my life? So let's let this journey begin, continue. So let's have that conversation with Jesus, and we will talk tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. We hope you are blessed and encouraged by it today. If you would like to find out any more information about the Inland Vineyard Church or our services, download our app, which you can find in the Google Play or the App Store, or check out our website at www.inlandvineyard.org.